Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
All right, man. He is back. He's back, man. He's back. He's back in the house.
Gotta do the intro. Hold on. Yeah, welcome to the dojo, baby, man. I know what's going on. We back, my dog. See the motherfucking Dean. Killing the grass-eating lions, the dwellers, the limps.
Yeah.
Y'all know what's going on, Steve. Talk to him.
Man, shout out to everybody in the dojo. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put it in there. And, hey, guys, go ahead and check out, like I say. So, hey, Ty, I guess these people are fucking with that interactive thing I have, man. I got something that's really different for you guys out there.
No, yeah, Steve got some interactive link-for-link video. Man, you're different. You be putting in that work.
Levels on levels, doors behind doors, as you and I say. And, well, but today is I love this topic. You know, I posted this topic last week, but Ty had to go out of town, and we had to hold this topic because this is a big topic. This is a huge one, man. So, Ty, I'm going to let you run with it, and I'm going to bounce off you, brother. You got it, man.
No, yeah, I specifically told you, I said, yeah, hold that topic and, you know, save it until, you know, when I get back.
Yes.
So, you know, we talk about this all the time, mentally. Now, you tell that mental sex is worth more than diamonds. But, chat, this is what we're going to introduce y'all to today. So, y'all think this is about what happens when you get the woman, right, when you have her. We pass the level of approach her, introduce yourself. First day, or even if you took her on a date, we ain't talking about that. This is when you playing chess. This is playing for the victory. This is playing for that battle royale, last one standing, 20 kills, double XP. This is what we getting into today. This is the advanced high level game. This ain't for everybody. If you think you just want to be handsome and throw money at it and go do what you want to do, but this is so you can get that lifetime warranty on the pussy. This is so that when you can be in the head rent free. This is so that you can have a level of security. Yes. So that when you won't be, you'll understand how we think, right? And what I mean by that, Steve.
Well,
how we think is, yes, when she goes and sees another guy, I'm not saying, is he going to take her from me? I'm saying she's only showing her why she should be with me, or why she's missing me. And he's only reminding her of how he's not me.
Yes.
So you win either way when you got the mental side of the game, man.
Yeah, yeah. And even before the mental side, for a lot of guys out there who feel that there's this war, I guess, has been brewing for a lot of people that hate dating coaches. They feel that dating coaches are obsolete now and you shouldn't follow dating coaches and stuff like that. But this is why they have the problems. You know, Ty, I like to kind of address the problem before we get to the solution, because most guys out here come from high school. Let's look at the high school young man that doesn't have any kind of skills, any kind of awareness, no kind of conversation, no type of communication or anything like that. And what happens is, what they don't understand is not their mind, because you know how deep we are. Their mind begins to create a behavior to defend something that you are lacking of. So then when they get into college and they start to meet women who are trying to push their sexuality further, Ty, what happens to these guys, they feel like they've missed the mark. They feel like they're lost. They have no way to communicate. So through their frustration, they follow other people that tell them that, you know what, it's odd. You know, like I always say, Ty, if you want to go to law school, you find a lawyer. If you want to go to be a doctor, that's medical school. But if you want to learn game, you need a motherfucking dating coach that's gamed up in game that can get you what you want. And I think, and I want to throw it to you, Ty, but I think what's happening for a lot of guys out there is that they want to navigate or reflect the responsibility or put the blame on them, because a lot of guys, it's hard to realize that when it comes to women, you just ain't got that game. You ain't got no mouthpiece. You don't know what to do in the bedroom, and it frustrates these guys. So what say you, Ty, before we start to get these solutions, man?
Mm-hmm. So listen, this is for guys that don't seem to really understand how the depth that this goes to. On the first level of, you know, the whole dating coach thing. See, what people will all – it's funny how people shame others for learning. It's like, okay, you got a dating coach, you got some kind of mentor, you got some kind of program that, let's say, you pay for financial education. Let's say you tapped into somebody's Patreon. Let's say you're in front of your friends and you saw a professional businessman. It would be game for you to go up, introduce yourself, and say, hey, how you doing? You know, I noticed that you're successful with this. And I'm looking for opportunities. Nigga, I would respect that. Yes. But it says more about the person saying it than it does about you doing it, because mm-hmm. They're talking about what you're doing. Why are they focused on you? Mm. And when you're focused on you, that's when you win. But I say that to say to get back to the main topic, right?
Yeah.
As y'all see when I reacted to the young brother who went on the Pineapple Show and spit the game and went deep with the woman, and how y'all saw how she reacted. That just shows you can rinse and repeat. What I'm giving y'all is organic. What I'm giving y'all can be reapplied in your own ways and tried in different ways. It's not just doable by me. Now, I may freestyle and do it in various ways and just have fun with it. But y'all see, when y'all can do it, this shit works. She didn't like his age. She overlooked that because of why? His substance, the man that he was and how he was talking to her. And if you on the Patreon, you especially notice from the levels that we go to on there. I say that to say, where does that come from? You have to realize who you're talking to and what advantages you get from certain mentors. Mm. For example, Steve, if this was like stocks, and you had three different financial advisors. One was conservative and invested safely. One loves risk and is a gambler. And one of them is about, you know, slow and moderate growth. So be aware of who you're listening to and what kind of results they produce in their personal life and what they're actually doing before you sit here and listen to anybody.
Yeah.
Listen, and that's why y'all don't get certain things from me. Y'all don't get Tinder game. Y'all don't get DM game. Why? Because I only talk to women I can talk to in person. I'll talk to a woman I might see at a store. I might talk to a woman I might the drive through. I might just bag her or flirt with her and then bag her the next time I see her or just build good relationships within the community.
Yeah.
I say that to say that's the kind of man you're talking to, and that's the kind of shit that I prepare y'all for. Real life examples. Mm-hmm. Steve, as you seen, we just saw that statistic, right? About more men being lonely than ever and predominantly using these dating apps online apps. Yeah. And I'm telling y'all, the problem is in the activity in itself. A lot of y'all will be on these dating apps all day waiting to get swiped, waiting to get swiped right or left. But then there are women around you within 5 miles, I would say, of your normal activities. I'm not saying go search for women. Yeah. You might go to Target.
Yeah.
You might go to Walmart. You might go to Starbucks or whatever, you know, McDonald's or whatever the fuck you already naturally would do, and it might be a woman there. But because you're so, dependent on a dating app for you to get a chance to talk to a woman, that you're not willing to capitalize off of the opportunities that life will give you every day.
Yeah, it's not a hard thing. It's just, again, they don't understand about ego, and they don't understand about self-importance, and they don't understand that it's really for a young man today to hear another man teach him something. They feel that they're less than, and that's not the truth. Because again, even me, like I say, Ty, I started this at 9 years old. I knew what I wanted. I saw what he had, and I wanted to learn and be laced on what I thought was game what I thought was women at first. I thought it was women, but the depth in which he showed me showed me so much more that I got more women off of that. And then learning what we're going into is that I was always looking at women like, I was 9, 10. So I'm not going to make excuses. I was 9 or 10, but I was thinking that women thought like us. That was my greatest mistake. That is probably the greatest mistake that everybody's having right now. They actually think that women are in the physical. Their mindsets are locked in the physical. Now, don't get me wrong. Women do like nice things, but not all women like nice things. Some women like guys with guts. Some women like guys that don't. Some women like guys. Every woman has what they like themselves. So you can't determine what a woman likes. She likes what she fucking likes, whatever. But what they don't understand is where we're getting it into, is that there is a deep, deep, deep game that gives us such a great advantage, because it's not the advantage of knowing that she is emotional and driven by her emotions. The greatest advantage is withholding the dick from the marketplace. And that is one of the things that, even in that article, if you think about it, what did that article say, Ty? Women have so many choices of free dick that they can just close their eyes and pick and choose. And they've always had that kind of thing, Ty, but they don't want what they can easily get. They want a challenge that comes with it, because when the emotion connects, guys, real quick before I throw it to Ty, it doesn't matter how small your size is. It doesn't matter how fat or how ugly you are. When a woman is emotionally and sexually connected to you, it will be, in her mind, the best sex she's ever had. Ty, what say you, my brother?
Exactly. And guys, you play a game of checkers or tic-tac-toe when you play the game of, let me impress her with my money. Mm. Let me impress her with my looks. Yes. Let me impress her with these things. Why? Because there's always a guy more handsome than the guy that's handsome. Mm-hmm. There's always a guy with more money than the guy with money. Mm-hmm. There's always a guy taller than the guy that's tall.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do is that's tic-tac-toe. That's not chess. Chess is when she likes you. Now, you come with different things. You come with a height. You come with a, you know, overall attractiveness. You come with a level of status and money and whatever the case may be. Even if all these things are forced or trash, right? But there's who you are put together. And then that can overpower all of her quote-unquote preferences or types that she may have had. And what you may find is that in person, unlike dating apps, where a woman is in her, like, her logical brain, she's just left, right, yes, no. In person, right, and especially in interpersonal direct interactions, right, one-on-one interactions, that's where you engage and talk to her. That's where she will go, mm-hmm. You know what, he's not my type, really, but I like him. Yeah. He's not really tall like the guys I usually talk to, but I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. She may not even know what it is, but you, as in you, who you are talking to her, is what she likes. And then she'll say, man, you know what? To hell with my preferences. You know what? I'll give him a chance. That's where it'll start. It'll start with giving you a chance. You may be down in points. But from your perspective, it's not her giving you a chance. Excuse me, it's you being yourself. And I say that to say that when you play to the mental side of the game, you always win. Because even rejection is not rejection from your standpoint. It's just an opportunity which didn't get taken advantage of. And it is what it is, and you move on to the next. It does not define you. I'm going to grab a word about it real quick. I'll be able to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, guys, I want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. You got a question, put a Q in there. But, gentlemen, the thing that most of y'all don't understand is that you must be able to build and create sexuality. And sexuality, for a lot of you guys, you think, so many of you guys out here feel that, you know, you don't have to, or it's weak to do certain things or to be. Now, I never say, like, take them out to dinner and bend over backwards or anything like that. But for a lot of you guys out there, you don't see what we see. If we look at a woman, hold on a second. Joe says, so size mattering comes from the insecurity with me. Yes, yes, because you don't understand the nerve. There are nerve endings around the entrance of the woman. I got to watch my language, but there are nerve endings there. So she does. There is feeling there, but the insecurity is not your size. The insecurity is you don't know what to do to move her from, well, he's a nice guy, to, well, he's somebody I think about. He's somebody I want to see. He's somebody I miss. He's somebody, he's somebody I fantasize about. He's somebody I want to see. He's somebody I want to flirt with. He's somebody, man, when he's going to kiss me. See, what you're doing is because you lack game, Joe, and you choose not to learn game, you're using your size as an excuse to say, why do I need to learn game anyway? If I get the woman, it's going to mess up anyway because of my size. Ty, what say you on that, my brother?
Right, this is what I got to understand, man. Like, a lot of the times, bro, and I even see this myself, women don't even have the sexual experience, which gives them, you know, the reality of what great sex is, right?
Yes.
Because guys, which I realize, it's a difference between good dick and great sex.
Mm.
Huge difference. So we gotta look into the details of this shit. How can a woman make another woman come and she ain't even got a dick?
Right.
But you got a dick, might be as little as whatever it may be. And you are complaining or doubting yourself that you cannot give her a great sexual experience. That just shows your lack of education about what it takes.
Yes.
Yeah, we to got a woman orgasm.
We got a call. I'm bringing the call in. Erico 510, sir. What's your question? How can we help you?
Hey, how's it going? I just had a quick question. Is Ty saying not to do online dating overall, or is he just saying to go out more?
Yeah, no. I wasn't saying not to do it, but the point I made about, you know, the different financial advisors and one is more risky and one is that, I'm telling you, that's the point of, you know, when you're listening to somebody, they all have a leniency and bias towards certain things and what their experience is for life.
Right. Caller, let me ask you.
And I said that I don't use those things, and then I'm not telling you not to. I'm just telling you my advice comes from a place of you seeing a woman at anywhere and being able to talk to her.
Right. And let me piggyback on Ty's 510. Who's the common denominator between if you're online or offline? Who's the common denominator?
It's yourself.
Right. So what does it matter if she's on, off, if you send a smoke signal or a note on a dove or put a bottle or put a note in a bottle and chuck it in the ocean? It's all I'm saying. It's all coming from
a smoke signal, a note on a dove, or a bird.
Yeah. Or put a note in a bottle and chuck it in the ocean and shit. You know what I mean? It comes from one place.
Right.
So but see, 510, you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at an I do versus an I am. You're not dating. Dating is something that you do. So wherever you go to do it, is where you do it. It doesn't define you, though. Does that make any sense, sir?
No, that makes sense, because I'm not I see what you guys are saying, like, where it's going to be online or offline. You know, like, if your mouthpiece is good,
how's your personal experience? It's my fault. I apologize to cut you off, brother. But I just wanted to ask, because this is a big thing going on right now. What's your personal experiences like with dating apps?
No, I mean, to be honest with you, like, you know, because I listened to you guys, too, on the Real Game No Theory, like Lucario says, it was like a numbers game. So you're not going to, you know, you're not going to hit home runs all the time. You're going to get, you know, good dates and bad dates. It's like a numbers game. You're not going to swipe, you know, you're going to get some lefts and rights, you know, when it comes to the swiping. So, you know.
But, Carl, you want to know why? Because. Because most of you guys are too busy talking at women versus talking to women. And too many of you guys think that your fucking picture is your personality. I don't know why you guys think taking a photo of you partying, catching a football on a beach, holding up a fish, or whatever you surface dwellers do, thinking that attaches to a boring-ass personality makes a woman say, well, gosh, I want to be with that guy. Most of you guys self-sabotage yourself because again, you are the common denominator, how you communicate. And the way you communicate is you always talk at women. You want to tell those women what they think they want to hear versus a man that tells them what they need to know. Ty, what say you, man?
Carl, I would agree on that, because I would say it's almost just like an interview. You know what I'm saying? And applying for a job. That's what I would say is the difference between these dating apps versus, you know, you approach a woman on the street. You approach a woman on the street, she has that little interaction and a quick judgment to say, okay, do I want this to go any further or do or not? You know, you can wiggle with things. You can make her smile. You can make her blush. You get to your point. And say you're outside in the club or something like that. You could dance with her and then warm up into that, whatever. On these dating apps, it's more so like an interview, almost like a resume, almost like just like that. And in interviews or even networking, period, the better you know how to sell yourself, it's not about proving yourself to the other person, but it's about articulating who you are in a way which can move them. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. So a job, me knowing going into a job interview, they're gonna want to know I have reliable transportation.
Yeah.
They're gonna want to know I'm disciplined and I'll show up and get there on time every time. They're gonna want to know that do I have experience relevant to the job? You know what I'm saying? It's the same in life, period. And if you go into this job and start telling them random things about how you quit your last job and you hated your last manager and they were a little racist at the last, like, that's not gonna get you the job because it's not a need to know. It doesn't move them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, man. We'll throw you back in, man. You have another question?
And then one other caller?
Yeah, you have another question or you good?
No, you guys answered my question already. Just thank you for letting me on.
All right, respect, man. We'll throw you back in. And Ty, you know what's funny? Guys, y'all can call in. The number is 563-999-3056. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. Ty, you know what's funny? That again, when you learn game, and this is the most, to me, it's shocking. And I guess this is why when we see women, we know it's over. It's the craziest thing because of what we created. People don't know that, again, I always say, like, I talk about my studio, you know, the studio, you know, where I have my different me's, you know, the romantic me, the sensual me, the sexual me, the freaky me, the dirty me, the naughty me, the freaky me, the nasty me, the smooth me. So the question is, what me, they're all me, but which one do I want to lace her with, knowing that after I lace her with that one, I got another layer. But not only that, Ty, how do I want to make her smile? Why do I want to make her laugh? Why do I want to make her blush? Where do I want to take her, Ty? You see, all these things are already set in place before we even interact versus the regular guy that, oh, my God, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, I just want to sleep with her right now today. And this is why they want to be with us, because they know that we're just not going to give our dick to just any old kind of woman. You got to work for this. But, Ty, what say you, brother?
Simply way to put that, man, when you're one with yourself and you know yourself and you're very comfortable in who you are, you're able to transition with any of those versions of yourselves in the moment, like with a flip of a switch. Make her laugh 1 second, then say something serious and say, give her something to think about. Yeah. Then you'll give her a reason to think about you. Yeah. Then you may play and, you know, catch her on, make sure she's on the toes, say something witty, say something sarcastic, laugh about it, then it may get deep. But all these different dynamics of being able to adapt to any moment and just get her to where you want her, she's not going to be used to it.
Right.
She's going to be used to a guy who only is a one-trick pony. Yeah. He can only be smooth. He can only try to make her laugh. He can only do one thing at a time.
Yes. Only one thing at a time. Now, only one thing at a time, but can't do anything at all. And because when you do one thing at a time and that's the only thing you can do, then you fall in the pool with everyone else. Hey, guys, I like to challenge myself. I love challenge. Like you're tired. I like being at the end of the line. I don't want to start at the beginning. I want to be at the very last. I want to be at the back because the reward is much greater, because it's not going to be me that moves up. She's going to move me up based off of you guys, not me. I'm interesting by how I communicate to myself, not the woman. You guys communicate to the woman. And what we teach you as far as game or the mental aspects of game is that you guys, I know y'all want to have sex, but the reason why you're not getting it is because just like jewelry or your cubic zirconian dick versus our diamond, is that why would she want something that she can easily have access to? What thrill does she get knowing she can have it? And what thrill does she have knowing that not only can she have that, she can do whatever she wants to the person that's attached to it, Ty? What say you?
To add into that, even when I read those statistics, right, when you know, when they interviewed the men and the women, and men are more likely to report being lonely. Look at, just think of it like this. Okay. Oh, let me turn this camera on.
You're good. Okay.
Being lonely does not have to do with how many options that you have. So the fact that these guys are directly feeling lonely from the fact that they don't have options of women shows how comfortable that they are with themselves, which is not at all. So then you add that. Then you add on top of that, they may get a chance. Let's say they don't get that many women on these dating apps. Let's say they get two a month or something like that. They get those two women, but the man is already coming from a place of feeling lonely. He already is like doesn't have a lot of confidence and self-esteem. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really know himself that much.
Right.
He just, from his standpoint and point of view, he's like, yo, I'm lucky to get this match. I'm lucky she even swiped me. I'm lucky she even letting me take her out on a date. I'm lucky. So he already has, this is his mindset going into his interaction with her.
Disadvantage.
So based on who he thinks he is to her,
yes.
Next you know, everything he says out of his mouth, we catch it in your sentences all the time.
All the time.
The little subconscious words that slip into your sentences that show how, who you think you are, your level of self-esteem, a woman can smell it from a mile away. Why? Because she's full of insecurities.
Yes.
She's full of self-doubt. She's full of, you know, faking it till she makes it. So she can definitely see when another person is doing it as well. And especially when you're trying to hide the fact that you're thirsty or lonely, it doesn't hide well, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. We appreciate that. I didn't even know that was a superhero detective, but thank you. In 1920s. Thank you, man. Appreciate that, Aaron. Appreciate the love. But I tell guys, Ty, and for all the dojo guys, I tell you, please watch. I know it's a bad movie, but watch Eddie Murphy's A Thousand Words. And it's a bad movie, but there's so much importance to that movie, because the thing about men like myself and Ty is that, just like from that movie, is that we don't waste words. We don't waste words or waste time, and we make sure every word that is utilized is going to lead her where we want her to go. And for a lot of you guys out there, it's not leading her to the bedroom. We set it up where she then wants to lead us. You know, she wants to lead us to where that point is, brother. But go ahead, you got it.
Yeah, bonafide justice. I was going to talk about more to that point of like, God, of y'all saying what y'all need to say and being very effective with your words. Yeah. Think of it like this, guys. Think of it like this. You're on a dating app. You swipe, you get five women, right? You get to your point with them, right? This combined is 5 to 10 minutes of texting, even with five different women, getting straight to your point. You get rejected from all of them. It only took you 5 minutes to realize that it wasn't going to work. A lot of times what y'all do is y'all beat around the bush, y'all stretch it out, y'all waste time, y'all talk about pointless, boring things, thinking that this is going to increase your chances of her, you know, giving you an opportunity to get to know you or get to know her, et cetera. But in reality, if you were clear and concise and to your point, you would force her to say, whoa. Okay, why not? Okay, yeah, that sounds fine. And it can be as simple as, let's go out Saturday night after 7 p.m. to one of my favorite spots, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And that only leaves her with the option to say yes or no. But a lot of times y'all will do something like this. Hey, what you doing Saturday? She'll say, I'm not sure yet. Nothing. Why? And then you'll say, Saturday night, you free? And then she'll say, yeah, I should be. And then you'll finally, like, y'all waste time. You could have had this solved in one sentence. You could have that solved in one sentence, but you're stretching out between like six replies to not, you know, get to your point. And that all makes the difference in who she, how she could tell you are as a man.
We have two questions. Here's one question right here, Ty. You get this one. We'll say you in this question, sir.
He said, how do I keep on a good mood? My mood be changing like crazy sometimes. I feel good and bad sometimes. Why were you born with a vagina?
I don't know. That's weird, man.
No, I'm messaging you, buddy. Listen, dog, that shows how weak your mind is.
Yeah.
Because like anything in life, you know, your mind is constantly being tested. Now, if you are not one who tests yourself or constantly communicates with themselves, then you are going to constantly become your environment or whatever mood or emotion comes to your mind. But when you learn to master yourself, you get to choose what the fuck you feel and how you feel about what. Excuse me, no. You get to choose what you consciously decide to feel. Something may come your way. It may frustrate you. It may try to trigger you in what way that it may want to do it. But you, when you become a master of yourself, that's when you decide what you do, how you feel, and how you're going to go about that move.
Right.
Stop being a victim to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a shame that you feel that way, that again, it shows that you're not a student of the game. This is why you need to find a dating coach, because you cannot solve this on your own. And until you get off of your lazy ass, you're going to always feel the way that you do. Would you say having certain goals and completing them leads to boost? No. Okay. Sir, this is okay. Let me show you why your question is a self-defeating question. Because your question is just saying, if I go to a different wall, will I get confidence? And this is your problem. If I'm looking at the wall in front of me and I turn a little bit to the right and see a new wall, will that wall give me confidence? And this is what is wrong with you guys. Why are you guys always looking for a quick fix to something that has a lot of depth and infinity? Why do you guys always try to conjure up something quick to do and quick to do to get to something that you don't even understand? You don't even know what game is or have no idea what game is, but yet your mind right now is fucking you over by asking us this question. Ty, what say you, man?
Chat, let's break this down. Let's read between the lines. Look at it. He's looking for a boost in confidence rather than being confident. What do you need a boost for? Because if you look for a boost in the opposite end of things, there's something that can hold you back from feeling confident. So you're trying to get power from what you're doing rather than who you are and the definition you stand on that you gave to yourself. So that's kind of deep, but you might want to get some coaching to understand what I mean by that.
Absolutely. Okay, P2 Wavy. This is what I don't understand about you surface dwellers. And this is why you need to learn game and get a dating coach, because once you overstand game, you are one thought, one mind, one way, meaning that it doesn't matter if it's a grocery store, a mall, a bar mitzvah, on the street, on an airplane, in the airport. It doesn't matter if you're on an air balloon, if you're riding a camel, a horse, or you're running from Bigfoot or goddamn the Loch Ness Monster. You're going to talk to women one way. And that's what you guys don't understand. Y'all always try to make you put too much importance in women to feel that you've got to change what you've got to say to a woman based on where you're at. That's an I do. When you become an I am, you are one way everything. You are one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one chapter, of many chapters, of one book, of many books in the library that she has to open and take notice of you when you learn game. What say you, Ty, on that, man?
I mean, even reading a sentence, brother, it's like, what do you think that she becomes some different form of a human being inside of the grocery store? Or do you think there's a more of a challenge in there? Do you think you cannot speak to her in a way where you can get what you want? And then reflect on why you asked that question. And then, guys, call in, because a lot of these situations are addressed more directly when you call in. Take advantage of the time that you have to get both of us on a call and both of our perspectives at the same time. 563-999-3056. So what a lot of y'all try to do is call in at the last minute. Now the line's packed up. But I say that to say, do not make it more about the setting or what happens here. Make it more about yourself. What do I want to say? What do I want from her? What do I want in this situation? Do I want her number? Do I want to give her my number? Do I want to just speak to her, introduce myself? Do I want to just ask her where? Just think more about what you want, how you want to go about getting it, rather than that. Focus on the wrong thing.
It's a sad question, but it's a question nevertheless. He says, why do y'all say the game isn't about women, but isn't that y'all talking about? No, see, that's where you're getting it all wrong. You have to understand the game is not about women. It's about the way you communicate to yourself before you communicate to a woman, dumbass. If you pay attention to what we've been saying, or if you pay attention, you will realize that we're trying to get you to start to communicate to the loser that you have in your mind, the victim that you have in your mind, the one that makes all the excuses, the one that praises women and worships women. We're trying to unlock that part of
you. The one that hates himself.
Yeah, the one that hates yourself. Because, see, once you are – see, this is how you can tell one that has game versus one that doesn't. The one that has game is not going to just throw the dick on the marketplace, because he is nothing but opportunity and not an option. And until you can understand that information, then this question you have, you will always have it, because the perspective that you're looking at it is in the feminine, where you, again, this is your mind, and this is not your fault. So I can't be mad at you. I'm just saying how your mind fucks you over, because all we've been telling you is how to connect with yourself first. But yet your mind is fucking you over. Ty, what say you to that, man?
And what you have to realize, sock full of Nanya, that when we talk about these situations, you know, dealing with women, it ultimately comes from the individual, the man that we're talking to. You know, we don't make it case by case specific about the woman. We don't, a lot of times we don't even give y'all specific examples or scenarios, because it's more about you and what you can understand while doing it that'll make the difference. So these are just examples, and, you know, what guys are asking for directly.
Right. All right, here's another one. Guys, the lines are open. How does you interact with women? Okay. It's from Earth to fucking Nebula. It's that far. It's in another fucking universe. Let me explain something to you, which you guys don't understand. And look, because I was always messing with older girls. The freshman girls come into high school and mess with the sophomore boys. The sophomore girls, because remember, women mature faster than us when they're young, watching those magazines, whatever. The sophomore girls mess with the juniors and some seniors. The juniors mess with seniors and some college boys, and the seniors mess with some seniors and college guys. So they're always looking for maturity. And the problem with you high school thinking older guys, not men, is that you do the same, yo, what's up, girl? Hey, ma, what's going on, girl? Hey, what's up? Bring that ass over here. Guys, you're talking to the women that have professions, women that are pushing the boundaries of the sexuality. Ty, I told them August 1st was a season. I told them, you're getting a new batch of women that have been held down by their parents, and this is the first time in their life that they have freedom to fuck drugs and do whatever they drink and party and do all that stuff with no supervision. They don't want to be held down, but they want to gain experience from someone that can give them experience versus the high school boy that wants to hold them down, hold them back, handcuff them, insecure.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah.
One Why are you doing this? Where are you going? And who you with? And what happened there? Yeah, I've been in depth on this. I made a whole video about this on the Patreon. Different women on, you know, I call it the levels of women. And I went on, you know, high school, college women, women in your workplace, women in real life that you come into contact with. And I forget the other levels and categories, but I went in depth on that. And college women was definitely one of the biggest categories.
Right. Okay, we got a call here. Let me bring the call in. I'm sorry, caller. Area code 267, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
It's a Philly number.
It's Philly. It's only Philly. Yeah, it's Philly. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, man. It's from Philly. Philly in the building, man. Well,
216.
Yeah, you already know. Now, my question is, I understand, like, y'all do the dating advice and all that, but cool, but some of the young boys out here, they need to know how to get some money, how to save it. Why don't y'all really talk about that?
Okay, wait a second. Okay. Do you not know what I used to be, son? Okay.
Let me
introduce myself to you. Ex-Gigolo, who not only showed my guys how to get women to buy them Xboxes, TVs, shoes, jewelries, and watches, these women give them money as well. But see, you wouldn't understand that because, see, your mindset right now is in such a defensive position because you don't know any game. You have the nerve and audacity to question motherfuckers who have knowledge beyond your fucking comprehension. What you should have done is you got to learn how to humble yourself, young man, and don't question the motherfuckers on here because the motherfuckers on here have more game than you will ever have in your fucking lifetime. So next time, learn how to be more humble and ask a question without trying to question the motherfuckers that you're talking to because you have no idea what my guys get or what Ty's guys get because they do get money. They have women buying them shit all the time, but we don't talk about that kind of shit because that's not on your level to understand, sir.
No, on top of that, I definitely wanted to things like this on the Patreon. So, but
it wasn't even like, you know, like saying like y'all niggas not doing all that. You know, I'm just asking questions. You know, I watch Ty. I don't really know the other bull like that, but
with another man.
Saying, like,
no,
you know,
if you bull, we just say bull from Philly. But you know, give my man
Steve
some respect.
I'm sorry, bull,
old head, OG,
okay.
Something like that. Like
okay.
But no, I hear what you're saying, but you got to realize that we're addressing people directly, and this is the thing. The money is not. I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from, but the money is not. It's not. That's a, what I call it, Steve. That's a crumb of the cake that we're trying to give
crumb.
Y'all.
That's a crumb. The money don't even.
That's a crumb.
It don't even matter.
You could work it. You can get it from you working. You can get it from a woman at Fox. Would you have it?
Yeah.
You could listen. It's a crumb. We want you to get the cake.
Does that make any sense, young man? Young man, I understand. I'm glad you like to get money. Then be responsible, get a job, and get your money up. But why isn't that your father's job to show you how to get money?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so why would you ask or question us that why aren't we talking about getting money when that's not my job? You didn't come from my nuts, so I don't need to tell you about getting money. But what I can tell you how to do is get you. And if you can get you, you don't understand how you can get money from them that they will be willing to give to you. You know why I tell my guys to put a lost and found box in their house, their apartment? Because it breaks their woman's spirit. So you don't even know about that. See, you guys can't even break spirits. I'm saying when she walks in that door and sees a lost and found box with other women's stuff in there, her spirit is broken because at that point, she's no longer thinking she's running shit. She's trying to figure out what I got to do now to be in his orbit because he has women. And if he has women, I have to work for his time.
You're giving him too much.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dad.
You're killing him. You're giving him too much.
I'm sorry, dad.
You're talking about breaking the spirit, man. That's expert level. That's chess, man.
They ain't ready for this shit. I'm sorry, my bad. Dude.
I've been using that quote that Tommy saying, you know, go deep, not wide. And that shit worked.
Oh yeah, young boys,
tell you that shit.
It works, right? But Carla, it works. But I don't see you're doing it because of the question that you asked.
No, I just asked the question. It wasn't nothing. I'm getting money.
All right, well, Carla, if you're getting money, then why are you asking us that question?
You're right. I ain't got no answer.
Okay. Well, you always got to have a question. Okay. Here's another lesson for you, young man. Whenever you ask a question or anything comes out of your mouth, you got to be able to back it up, know why, defend it, stand on that shit, and express it. That's game, okay?
No,
so don't just say things and not be able to say anything, okay? That puts you in a weak position because a woman will challenge you at one point. And if you cannot respond back to whatever she's saying, she's going to see you as weak, okay, young man?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, stand up. You good? Right. We don't grab a call. Respect.
Man,
good call.
Some real shit.
Yeah. We lacing them, man. Hey, but who needs a dating coach? 917. You're up to 380. 917. What's up, brother?
Hello.
Hello. Yes. What's going on?
You're
in the 380. Hello.
Jet lag.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, caller, fix your phone. We'll get you back in next. Air code 380, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, I just got a question real quick about, like, just relationships in general. But when I'm in relationships a lot, like, when I talk to women my age especially, it's always they want a relationship with me. And
so?
I don't want a relationship.
Wait,
but
wait. Caller. Hey, caller. What is that? Why is that your business? Why is that your business? What she wants? A squirrel wants a nut. A fucking shark wants a seal. A snake wants a mouse. So what she says, what she wants, what is that your business? Why are you making that your business?
All right.
No, that's not
so
like something. I'm trying to help you here.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. Yeah. So I just want to know, like, how can I just be assertive up front and just be like, I just want to fuck.
Okay.
What she wants or what we going to do?
Oh, can you repeat that, please?
What matters more, what she wants or what we going to do?
What we going to do?
Thank you.
You say you just want sex from the woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, do you see why you lose?
Yeah.
Because you're putting something on the marketplace for free that she doesn't have to work for. So she's got the high position to tell you what her expectations are. And you're going to feel those expectations because as soon as she touches your leg, rubs your face, or tells you how cute you are in a fucking photo, you're going to be mincemeat because you're too busy worried about what she wants versus, you ready, caller? You're not listen, stop having relationships with women and learn how to have a relationship with yourself. When you have a relationship with yourself, all that shit she's saying doesn't matter. It's none of my business what she's looking for in a relationship. Because I ain't no woman's want. I'm a goddamn need. I don't deal with wants. Ty?
All right.
No, shit like that, man. Like you said, if you just looking in and going, just the fuck, you're so blinded by that. That you're again, y'all be playing for crumbs.
Crumbs, man. Jeez.
It's the difference between me and you, you know, as a guy that you just wanted to fuck. I want to fuck too.
Like
I already know I am. I the pussy, listen, I already know the pussy is going to come with her as a woman. I already know that's going to come with it. But I play chess, but I play for the grand finale. I play for the championship, not a scrimmage game. And when you're playing for the championship, you don't move. You move completely different than the way that you're thinking right now.
Right, right.
And so you see, immediately when you came in and said, well, she wants this, and she pushed for a relationship. Who asked? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she pushed for a relationship. Who asked?
He probably asked.
Nobody. I ain't going. But
even if
are you trying to tell me?
Oh, no, hold on, brother. What do you mean? What do you mean you asked?
I asked.
What
you? No, I asked.
How did the relationship come up?
How did it come up?
How did the relationship come up then?
Yeah, how did it come up, man?
Because, like, when I talk to her, or, like, when I talk to, like, women in general, it just always comes up as in, like,
no, what? Because you're asking a bunch of boring-ass questions. All right,
so what did you say, Carl?
Yeah, what did you say?
I asked her.
What did you say?
So you asked her. You asked her what she's looking for.
Yeah.
So why don't you be honest with us, brother? We knew you fucked up. Just be honest. You asked her what she's looking for. She said, I'm looking for a relationship. And what did you say?
I said, I want a relationship. That's what I told her.
And what did she say?
She said, all right, that's it. I kept it as that.
And then what happened?
Nothing.
Of course, because of nothing said nothing. See, And remember, I got a clip. You say nothing and do nothing, which you mean you are nothing. So this begs the question, what is a nothing doing in my court? And this is why you need to become a something and stop asking a nobody special questions like she's special or something. You know what? I don't care what she's looking for.
How about she can't even see what it is that's in front of her, so I can't even ask her what she's looking for. I got to show her what she found.
Woo!
Okay.
Yo.
I hear you. So it's like more of a "it should come to me" type of thing than more of me asking.
It can't come to you. Okay, this is what you guys don't understand. It can't come to you if you're not a student to understand what that come is. How can you at a level one thinking get at a level infinite thinking when you ain't got that kind of skill? That's the lie that your mind is telling you. You're just in a prison. Yeah, that's all that's happening. You got to be a student of the game, young man, okay? We got other calls, but you understand, young man?
Yeah, I understand. Appreciate you.
All right, good job. Good call, young man. Good call. Let's bring in air code 646, then 864. 646, sir, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
So my question is, how do I get to know myself?
Okay. Can you go over to your light switch?
Yeah.
All right, go over there. Let me know when you get over there. Is the light switch on or off? Is the light switch on or off?
It's on.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to turn it off and tell yourself you can't turn it off. And turn that bitch off. Ready? Do it. All right, well, I'm going to hang up. Are you wasting my time? Goodbye. You don't want to know anything. Area code 864, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up? I try to help him. Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. So I got a little thing up in California. I'm on the East Coast, so it's like an online type of thing. Like, she telling me she want to fly me out, right? But like,
what's wrong?
I just don't know how often I should contact her. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I want to over contact her or something like that.
Are you 16 years old? How old are you?
I'm 18.
Dude, okay, look, I don't understand. Okay, have you ever grilled anything? This is a lesson I learned when I was 9 years old, so I'm going to help you out. Have you ever grilled anything?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have to do to the meat to make that meat very tender before you put it on the grill?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. young man, in order to get the meat as tender as possible, you must marinate the meat, okay? And you must leave the meat in the refrigerator a day before so the juices can seep into the meat.
Hey, hold on. I ain't even, I'm reading chat right now. I ain't mean to say e-sex, bro. I said online thing.
Okay, can you let me finish that? I'm saying the same damn
thing. Yeah, you're cool. I just don't want you to misunderstand me, bro.
No, I do understand you. You're still not fucking understanding me. I'm asking you or giving you an education that you must marinate the meat to make it more tender. So do you want one fucking trip? Or do you want a year-long worth of trips? Do you want one fucking trip and a year-long worth of trips where she has a present waiting for you when you land? Do you want one trip or a year-long worth of trips when you land? Not only is she going to feed you, house you, and give you things, she might surprise you with other women. So what is it that you want to do? Do you just want that one trip, or do you want to do things the man way? What is that you want to do?
I want to do the same thing, man. I want multiple trips, man.
Well, then how are you going to get multiple trips if you can't open your mouth and marinate her mind? You must make her mind wet, not what's between her legs, her mind. And if you're not doing that, she can tell that when you get over, you're going to be a real soft guy that doesn't know what he's doing. I can already tell what you are in the bedroom. Well, just, is it okay if we can, just 2 seconds.
Oh my God, I'm inside. Oh, it's so warm. Oh my God, I didn't know it was this warm. Woo!
That's how you're going to sound. That's how you are. Say, listen to you. Listen. I'm going to show you why you going on a trip is going to benefit a motherfucker like me and a tie of this world. You want to know why? Because once she gets done with your dud ass, she's going to realize that, you know what, you're just a waste of time. Let me find a real man who knows what he's doing so I can invest my money and my body into that person. Ty, what say you, brother?
Yeah, man, listen, if on call, if only you knew how accurate what Steve is saying. Listen, I can't even go into detail, man. But just know Steve hit it right on the nose. You know what I'm saying? This could just, when you learn to play chess with it, you get in the mind rent free. Everything else that you're expecting or you may think is a fantasy will come with it.
Mm-hmm.
The gifts are flying you out often, are telling you how much she misses you, are telling you how much she thinks about you. All of that comes with the game and the level of the love that we're trying to get you guys to play on. And listen, we're living this shit. I'm making this up. This isn't some, you know, some women do it and some women don't. No, it's about you being consistent in who you are. And you can ask questions if this confuses you, and we can give it to you.
Yeah, let me ask you a quick question. If you had a conquering mentality, would you be satisfied with a village, the town, the city, or the state? What would you want to conquer?
State.
The village, the town, the city, or the state?
I would conquer the state.
Right, because you can. Because if you conquer the state, you get everything that the state offers, right? But your mindset, you want to conquer a village right now. You're just satisfied because you're getting a plane ride to someplace and going to get a little bit of pussy. And you're satisfied with that, and that's the problem. And that's where you don't understand where the game is going to get thrown on you. Let me tell you something, and without getting too vivid, let me tell you something. Listen to me, young man. These women, as they get older, these college girls, they learn Kegels and they learn how to grip the muscles between their legs inside. They know how to use it to not now just let you just go inside of them. They know how to grip what you're going inside. That's going to make it that much better to hook you in that much more. So you're right now and you're in that Hansel and Gretel. You're getting a free trip to the gingerbread house. Yeah, you get the cotton candy and you get to eat all the things on the outside. Great. But you don't know how cold women are in the game. Because guess what? That, I don't know, let's say that $600 ticket that she's getting you on a round trip, that's an investment to thousands of dollars of your money and you don't even see it. She doesn't mind losing $600 on a round trip because if you don't have game, you're the mark. You're the mark. So you know what? I'll be happy to give you $600 because you're going to be so excited about coming over and someone doing something for you. You're not even taking care of yourself. And all she got to do is put it on you and tighten it up. And then you're going to flip that 600 4 to 5 times over. Ty, talk to him, brother.
Listen, you'll already be thinking about her birthday, Thanksgiving. You'll already be thinking about the holidays, what you can buy her. You'll be texting her every day, all day, man. She'll have you pussy whipped in 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, like, fuck on me. I don't know why I get my eyes.
No, you're good, dog. And I know you're good.
No, I'm still going. I'm still going now.
But you got one more hour. Yeah.
My energy. Yeah, my energy a little down.
No. If you can go, you got to go now and get some rest. 30 minutes, dog. You know, we good.
No, I'm good.
Okay, yeah, because I know he's going to
I'm going to let you know when it get bad, though.
Yeah, when it
gets
bad. No, I understand,
man.
I'm
going to just let y'all know how much I appreciate y'all, man.
No, and listen, caller, one more last thing. I don't want you appreciating us. Fuck that. Appreciate your fucking self. Take the information that we're giving you. Don't fucking appreciate us. Because if that's the case, that's how y'all guys get caught in a cult. I don't want you appreciating me, and I want you to appreciate Ty. You know what I want you to do? Take the information Ty is giving you. Take the information I'm giving you. and get with your blacksmith and forge the information down to fit your mindset. And the thanks that you will give us is when you call us and tell us that not only when I landed down in California, she had me a pair of Jordans waiting for me, dog. That's the thanks, brother. Okay?
Got you, man.
All right, respect to you. But, hey, great call, okay, young man? Great call, okay?
Just like that.
All right, we'll throw you back in. Respect.
And have a good night.
Thank you. We will. Thank you, too, brother. Hey, go ahead, Ty. But no, I got you, Ty. I roll. You got you, though. Relax, man.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, the cause, keep it. No, even when we go back and forth. But I already know, like, it's the jet lag. That shit
got my eyes.
Mentally, I'm still sharp. My energy might be down.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah, you good, dog. And, hey, guys, I know Ty's going to try to make it one more hour and stuff. We're going to do 3 hours, but Ty's going to try to make it one more hour. So we good.
Yeah, okay. Even if I step out. Just know the man mindset is live on YouTube every day, all day.
Yeah, all day, man. All day. So
yeah, but the only thing is I just got off of that 8-hour flight, drove 2 hours, came back home, made sure I ate something, and then went immediately live. I've been live for an hour already, man. And then this one. No, I went live like an hour before your live. So, you know, I knew that was going to happen.
This guy's asking the question. You saying females over money. Seriously, G4. I don't think you're understanding, so let me...
I'll skip this quick.
I want to slow it down for him because a lot of guys out here don't understand what game is. You getting your money is none of our fucking business. That's what a responsible individual does. And hopefully your mother, your damn father taught you how to go out there and get a damn job. And we're not talking to no one, and nobody's even saying females over money, money over females. We're trying to teach your ignorant ass, man over all things, God damn it. Man over all things, not females.
Do y'all see how people hear what they want to hear? Nobody even said anything about females over money or anything over anything else.
That's crazy.
And that's what and Steve, add on top of this, look how far men have become, where men are so sassy and bitter passive aggressive that he asked the question in like a backhanded way. You saying females over money? Shit, like, shut your bitch ass up, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah. See,
ain't no other way to say it.
Yeah, you said Ty get a little groggy, so he get more fucking deep.
Right.
So,
man, I can't even nerf myself. I can't even contain my shit no more, man. The Philly nigga about to come out, man. Like,
I know. Hey, the DC always come out me. You're my next door neighbor, so you know how we are. So, yeah. So, how to marinate a female, especially when she's attracted to you. Well, okay, Code, here's the problem. See, the problem.
Catch this, Code.
Okay,
I'll be honest, 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
It's no time. I can do it the first time I meet her. It's already here. I'm going to play with the food. I'm like the lion with the mouse in his hand. Like, I'm playing with the food, chopping it up, mixing it around.
Yeah.
Showing her different sides of me, making her laugh, smile, blush, then taking her in a deep conversation, then making her laugh after the deep conversation, then reassuring her through who I am and how I am that this is not a judge place. This is not a place of judgment. This is a place of death. Not D-E-A-T-H, but death as in like substance, as in death, like going deep and being deep as a man. Hopefully, you know, the tire shit ain't got me repeating shit, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Oh, and the lines are blowing up. So real quick to answer your question, here's a crazy thing I just want to say to you, young man, is this. This is why y'all need to learn game, because your answer should already be locked in before you walk out that door. But you're waiting for life to happen to you, so you're in a losing position, sir. So we got the lines blowing up. We're going to bring in area code 646.
All right, let's get to it. Energy is up. Come on.
6902, then 240. All right, well, 902 hung up. Well, 646, then 240. 646, how can we help you, sir? What's up? Yes, sir. How can we help you, sir?
I called earlier about asking how I get to know myself, and I wasn't trying to, like, be funny.
Well, no, you're wasting my time. I don't like wasting my time with giggling and cackling like a fucking woman. I told you to do something. No, sir, listen. Why would I waste my fucking time with a surface dweller? I'm trying to help you out. and I was trying to show you something. So are you going to take your fucking ass over to the light switch or not? Because I was going to answer your question, but I don't want you to believe me. I want you to see the answer for your fucking self to show you how simple the answer is, but you don't want to find out the answer. So are you going to go over there real quick and do it so you can see the answer, or you want to think I'm playing around with you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm at the light switch.
Okay, then. When I tell you to turn off the light switch, tell yourself you can't turn it off and turn that bitch off. Do it right now.
It's off.
Guy, okay. All right, listen to me. I said when you turn off the light switch, tell yourself you can't turn it off out loud. So I want you to turn the light switch on and tell yourself I can't turn it on and turn it on. Do it right now, sir.
I can't turn it on.
Okay, is it on?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know you might think this is a joke or something, but this is very serious. See, what game is when your mind is connected to your fucking behavior. Even though you told yourself you couldn't turn on the light, you did it anyway because your mind and your mindset and your behavior superseded the voice in your head telling you can't do it. That's what game is. And the last question I want to ask you is this. I want you to do something weird. Okay, this is not crazy, but I'm going to show you something that should be breaking your fucking brain. Hold your arm out and grab your arm. Hold your arm out and grab your arm. Let me know when you grab it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, can you feel that? Okay, you can feel that. Now, what I want you to do is reach out and touch fear. Can't touch him. Can't feel him, can you? Right, so let me ask you something. Wait. So if you can reach out and touch yourself, but you can't reach out and touch fear, so is that all in your fucking head? Or is that in the real fucking reality, son? Saying this is what game teaches you. But who needs a dating coach? But this is game.
I'm half sleeping. I know that was bars.
You don't even understand.
I'm half sleeping. I know that was bars.
He understands how deep that is.
Damn.
If you cannot touch it, it's not fucking real. So all those fears you have, if you can reach out and grab that motherfucker and beat his ass. But guess what? You can't touch him because he's not even there. You're there. He's not. So do you understand what game is now, son?
Yeah. All I know the fear is that it's on the back of your shirt. You know that spot you can never reach? It's like somewhere right there in the middle. You got to like... No, I'm fucking with you, dog.
Yeah, so we good. We got other calls, young man. But no, we don't play around. We're trying to help you. I'm not trying to make you feel silly or anything like that, but I'm just trying to show you that your mind makes things more difficult than what they actually are. And if you just start to believe in you versus that voice that you can't even touch, then maybe you'll start to understand that now I see there's a little crumb that he gave me. What would it be like if I was being tutored or being under him and being coached by him? You just got a drop of water. Like my dog says, we have an ocean of game. My dog over here that's tired as fuck will drown your ass with game. You just got a drop. What happens when that dam breaks and that...
I got to do like 5 push-ups. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go do your push-ups, motherfucker. I got this. All right, let me grab the next call. But thank you, 646. We'll throw you back in. Let me grab area code 240. We got 587, then 860. 240, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hello. So my question is, how do I build, like, sexual tension and stuff without coming off as a creep?
Well, tell me how you – there's no such thing as escalate. That's why you failed. That pickup artist shit doesn't work. There's no such thing as escalating, and stop using those bitch-ass words, okay? So why don't you tell me how you move on a woman? Can you tell me?
How you lead her to what
okay.
You
want. Well, I'm very inexperienced, so...
No, stop. You're not inexperienced. You just don't know. Stop lying to yourself. You're not inexperienced. You just don't know.
Should I give you an example? That is true. I don't know.
All right, let me give you a quick example. I used this the other day. All right, Carl, I want you to see this, okay? Now, let's say I'm brushing my teeth, right? All right? Carl, I'm brushing my teeth.
All right.
Are you watching this live right now? Make sure you watch this live. Watch me how I'm talking.
I'm watching. It's a bit delayed, but I'm watching.
It's a bit delayed, but okay. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm brushing my teeth, right? Then all of a sudden, I have a thought in my head, and I say, God damn it, you know what, Steve? You know the next time I get with a woman, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to rub the top of her or top of her knee. And then I'm going to slide my left hand on the outside, get under her knee, drag my fingers down her calf, come back up to her knee, and then lean in and say something sexy to her, okay? Just that one thing, okay? That's just brushing my teeth, right? So when I get done with that, I scribe that, right? And so that means I've got it already locked in. I know how to do it, and I rehearse that in my mind. So if I'm texting her, voicemail, making her play with herself, all I got to do is say, just off of the thought of me brushing my teeth, baby, this is what I want you to do right now while you're touching yourself. You know, if I was with you right now, I would take my hand and rub that sexy-ass knee when I look in your eye. And I would slowly take my left hand and go right under your knee because I know you haven't been touched there. And I want to explore places on your body that you never had before. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to take my fingers and slide them from under your knee, down your calf, back up, and I'm going to come in and whisper in your ear how sexy you feel in my hands, and I can't wait to open up doors. And now you see what I'm doing? Now, look, caller, that was just from a thought of brushing my fucking teeth. I created the moment before the moment even happened. So if I'm in front of her, I can do the move. If I'm on the phone with her, I can tell her about the move. If I make her take a shower and wash her body, I can tell her about the move then. If she's playing with herself, I can tell her about the move. If I'm texting her, I can tell her what I would do to her. So it's always one thought, one mind, one way. But do you see that? Yeah, you didn't need to say I'm as inexperienced. I'm just saying I just came up with a thought while I was brushing my goddamn teeth. And I took that thought and stretched it out to hit every way I communicate. Ty, what say you, my brother?
And Carla, when you can do that and you can articulate yourself based on what you know you want to do, just by being creative, just by the desire that you have, that will raise the sexual attention that she has, because deep down in her head, when she is around you in person, she's going to remember everything you said leading up to that, either the voice message on the phone or on a text. And she's going to be drooling.
Yes.
Drooling for you to do it.
Right. Because she's not used to men talk. This is the advantage here. They don't know how dangerous you can be. They think that you're just the average guy that's going to ask a bunch of average boring questions. But goddamn it, think when you kiss her, and that move I just told you. What if you do that move while you're kissing her? It's gonna fuck her mind up. You want to know why? Because she's never met a motherfucker that's not only kissed her, but also broke down her knee. Look, her knee, just that move from knee to underneath her knee, down her calf, back around, and slide back up to her knee while you kiss her. And then you move from the kiss in her ear. Dog, it's over. It's over. It's done.
Yeah.
She's stuck in a trance.
Not gonna lie, I haven't even gotten to the
point. You're so intimate with the experience, brother. You already won.
Yeah.
She wanna know what's next.
Yeah, what's next?
And you might not have even physically touched her yet.
And
you might not have literally physically touched her yet. But you are already in her mind so much that she can guess what she'll do next? She'll start to fantasize what's coming next. Mm. If not ask you. If not
so
ask
I'll be like
you,
rent free in
her
me.
Own what else you will do. She'll start to say, I could just imagine you picking me up. Yeah. I could just imagine you touching me here and doing this. And
yes.
She may never say it to you because let's say you don't make her feel comfortable enough to, you know, be open with her sexuality or be bored and be freaky and be nasty and be everything that she can be. Let's say you're going to embrace that in her.
Right.
She will already still do that, though, in her head.
Right. And Carla, here's another thing. Here again, watch this. What happens if I say that shit on a voice message? Do you know what the drug of me will do? It's like the COVID or that fucking monkey pot. This power is a monkey pot shit or whatever the fuck that thing is. You want to know what happened? Is that
what happened?
If something is so fascinating and mind-blowing, she's going to take my virus and show her fucking friends who are in relationships with boring other guys where at least one or two of them women are going to be like, oh, wait, you remember that guy? Does he have a Facebook? Does he have an Instagram? Really? oh, wow, that was really cool. And they're going to double back. And then you're going to get that friend request from that woman you don't even know. And all of a sudden, she was like, I heard about you from my friend. How you doing? And you don't even see how many moves that I'm making. Just off of one thought of me brushing my teeth, I can send my virus over to that woman, blow her away with a voicemail. Hey, baby, how you doing? Look, baby, I know you had a long day. Why don't you go ahead and take a nice bath? And, baby, when you're washing yourself, I want you to think of me for a minute while I, when you get to your knee, I want you to think about what I would be doing if I was on your knee right now. And just the same thing I told you with brushing my teeth, right? She's going to take that fucking message, not only listening to it over and over and over again, because the average guy doesn't talk to her that way. She's going to take that message to her friends and let her girlfriends hear it. And guess what? You think her girlfriends are happy and satisfied? Fuck no. And when they hear that, what do you think the first thing they're going to say? Well, damn, my man doesn't do that. And if that guy does that, then who is this guy? And I need to know, okay, girl, I'm not going to ask questions now, but eventually I'm going to find out, because I'll be friends with you and get connected with him. And you, I'm telling you, the women will reach out to you, and that's where the game comes in at. Does that make any sense?
And then you got reviews on the experience that you give. You got reviews on on the dick. Mm-hmm. You got reviews on the mouthpiece.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, so she's getting a sample of the mall. It's a mall sample. So I'm touching not only her, but I'm also touching her friends, because she's going to share the information, because that's the way I set it up. I set it up to show her the wine above my bed. I set it up to show her the different color lights, because she's selling me to them. I'm just minding my own business. But she's talking. See, y'all understand women talk. And women talk dirtier than us. And when they get around their girlfriends and they hear some shit like this, they talking about how they going to suck dicks, do all that nasty.
No, yeah, they nasty.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
Women love sex, too.
Yeah. They're going to be like, yeah. You know what? And you know how I know that? Because I've done that before. And guess what? Guess what the question was of one of the girls? Does he do threesomes? Is he into that kind of thing? Well, let me ask him. Let me ask him. Because you know what?
But see, what you could also add is that we almost, this is giving me a new metaphor, we almost set bait in a trap.
Yes.
Because what happens is they see how comfortable we are and how much experience we have with sexuality and taking, allowing her to try things that she's never done or do things that she wants to do, or inspiring that freaky side of her, that nasty creative side of her altogether, that she'll then start to lose herself or lose herself and letting go. You know what I'm saying? She'll start to lose herself and letting go and being free through herself and being authentic. And then when you're the man who brought her there, you get it off.
Right.
She started suggesting things.
So it's like,
at first she has been shy or hesitant, but now she's comfortable and free.
Well, you want to know why she's comfortable and free, caller? You want to know why she's comfortable
because,
and free? It's because what? What do you think?
Because, like, if I'm being bold and comfortable with myself, she can become thrilled with herself as well.
No, because us two motherfuckers that you're talking to right now, we don't judge women.
Yeah.
That's why we withhold.
Not at all. Not at all, Carlos. Don't judge. In fact, I encourage the
work. I made the mistake of judging in the past, and I shouldn't have done that.
Well, yeah. That's why we withhold the dick from the market. Because when you flood the market with dick, what you're saying to a woman remember, you meet her representative, right? You meet her lie. So her lie thinks she has value, she's got morals, she goes to church, and, you know, I don't believe in sex until we go on four fucking five date type bullshit, right? So you take that woman, and you're like, come on, girl, let's go to my house and fuck. Come on, girl, let's fuck, and let me send you a dick pic and all this other shit. You don't realize you're calling her a slut and a whore, meaning that you're actually judging her, and that's why they won't fuck with you, because if it's judging her from the jump, right, if you're judging her from the jump street, then she ain't going to give nothing. But where Ty and I come in at, see, we withhold the dick because guess who starts flirting with us first? They start flirting with us. We finish it, but they start it because we're operating in a total different level. they're used to, all their life, they're used to dick on the market. It's all just flooded. Cubic zirconium dick, all flooded through the market. But here come two motherfucking diamonds. Oh, yeah, two shiny-ass diamonds roll up in that motherfucker. And they're like, whoa, it's shiny. The shine is different. The look and the texture. Go ahead, walk around, Ty, if you got to dress. Okay, the look and the texture is different. You see what I'm saying? So
no, man, I'm good, man. Yeah. You know, the mind don't ever fall asleep.
I know you ain't
fall
asleep.
It's my, my body just physically tired.
All right, Carla, we got other calls to grab. We got other calls to grab, too, bro. So what the win, okay, my brother? I respect. All right, 587.
I refuse to drink coffee, so.
Yeah, no, I don't even drink coffee myself. Fuck that. Yeah, I don't do that either. 587-860, then 404 is next, okay? 587, what's going on, sir? How can we help you? 587 going once. 587 going twice. All right, Eric. 860, sir. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve the Dean. Hey, Taekwondo. Thanks for doing the show. I'm really relevant in what I'm kind of dealing with. I just wanted to know if I lost in the situation that I'm in. So a girlfriend of mine, she asked for space like 6-7 months ago. And a month ago, I told her.
You lost.
Okay.
You want to know why you lost?
Okay. Well, why did I lose?
You lost because she met a motherfucker like me that talked her out of her pussy without even having to touch her. So instead of her feeling bad about fucking me while she's with you, she figured out that maybe I'll just tell this loser, not calling you a loser, that's how she's thinking. I'm gonna tell this loser I just need a little bit of time to figure things out, and he's going to believe that bullshit while she's going to fuck me on the side.
Carla, I can tell you from the other side of the fence that I've seen a woman literally tell the whole plan out loud. Like, I'm gonna stay with him until after Thanksgiving,
yep.
And after Thanksgiving, I'm gonna leave him.
Yeah.
They already had it planned out.
Yes.
Already had the ducks in order in line, and here he was, holly go jolly, thinking shit was sweet and okay.
Carl, do you understand that if a woman, if you, Carl, real quick, do you understand if a woman doesn't hear from myself or Ty that we fucking with after a day or 2 days, they freak the fuck out? They think that they've been replaced. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference between what we're doing versus what you're doing? So you ain't fucking. You're fucking.
Came in your ass if you lost in a situation.
Yeah, you already lost, brother. And you don't even realize it. You lost before you even knew about the loss.
Already when you just worded to form that question. Why was it even debatable?
So, Got you. Because like a month ago, I told her, because of the situation, see whoever you want to see, hang out with whoever you want. I'm going to do the same. And this was like right after she like took me out on my birthday.
That sounded very spiteful and petty.
Yeah, that was petty.
Do what you want to do because I'm going to do what I want to do.
That's feminine, brother. You can't do that.
Did you mean that shit? Yeah. You ain't mean.
I mean, like, at that point.
You was hurting. You just
at
hurting,
that point.
Well, brother, did you mean that shit, yes or no?
Just say no.
I didn't really mean it, but I mean, it was a situation
that
she was.
You said something to her that you didn't mean, and then you're coming back calling us.
Yeah.
Did you lose?
He was hurt, Ty, and he just wondered, he wanted just to say something back because his feelings were hurt. That's all.
Right, because that sounded very, like, spiteful and just like you was throwing shit at her.
Got you. I didn't like lead with the emotional front because she told me like.
It doesn't matter what she told you. I don't lead with a drop of poison, but if I put a drop of poison in the middle of our conversation in your water, you going to drink it?
Got you.
Come on, man. Yo, you're sitting around making all these excuses. So wait, let's get to your question now. Now that we know you're in love, you're heartbroken, and you miss this woman, what is your question, buddy?
I mean, like, after I said that, I haven't really heard from her in a month, so I'm just kind of like...
Oh, how do you lose right now? Because you're living space. She's living in your mind rent-free right now while she's fucking and living her life. And right now, you're just sitting by the window.
When the last time you talked to her and about what?
It was like around this time last month. She came over... that was after, like, I spit some yak to her, telling, like, you know, how she memorized me and on my... Say that again?
Came over at what?
So I was studying for an exam, so I told her, come over, help me study a bit, and you can work on whatever you need to do. and then she ended up crashing the night, and then that morning we smashed, and then she asked me,
But why are you disingenuous? Why do you guys fucking lie to women, dog?
You did not add all this.
Yeah, you didn't wanna study. You wanted to have her back in your presence. Why didn't you just tell her to bring her fucking ass over? Let's fuck and do whatever we want to do versus lie. See, this is why she doesn't want to fuck with you. Because what you did was manipulate a situation. Had you been a man and told her what you wanted versus using homework. So she's coming in with her mind set on homework. She's not coming in there thinking about you. You're using feminine ass tact. How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 30. But she knew that I was studying for exams, and she like hit me up that day. She was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" And I knew she already took these exams earlier. So I was like, "Yo, come over and help me actually like study." And then if we have a study break, whatever, maybe we can do something.
Call, let me ask you a question. Wait, call it.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. You smashed, right? And she's still gone. So what does that tell you about your fuck game?
It's weak.
It's weak as fuck, right. And that's how all this stuff toppled, because you never showed her why she should be sucking your dick. You never showed her why she should be worshiping you. You never showed her that you're the only one that can push her to a level that she's never seen before. And that's y'all's problem. You're just too average, okay? You're just too average with these women. And because a real man, listen, I promise you, dog, when you tell them that you're busy or you tell them you go out and have fun, they start crying because they get upset. They're like, "Well, why would you say that? Who's coming over? What bitch are you going to see right now? You don't even." Your girl was like, "Okay, well, hey, goodbye," and she's gone. And now you're a 30-year-old guy worrying about a woman that you haven't seen in 4 weeks. Why don't you? Why are you not a student of myself or Ty right now, sir?
I've been following your content for the past couple months since she
following
hit me with the space and stuff.
Stop. Following or a student? These are crumbs that Tyne are giving you. Are you a student or are you just bird watching?
Currently, I'm bird watching. I'm not an active student. That is correct. I'm not an active student.
Okay. If you want to be a lawyer, a surgeon, or an accountant, do you just sit in front of the law school or the medical school and just stare at it and shit and say, "Oh my God, if I stare at it long enough, I don't know how to do it." Well, then don't, you're 30 years old, common sense. Stop trying to cheat the game by getting the crumbs we're giving you. Get off your lazy ass and learn game and learn how to be the man that she needs, not wants, but needs, big dog.
Okay. I'll definitely reach out for coaching and stuff.
Ty,
what was that?
No, I was just reaffirming Steve's point that there's a difference between the guy she wants and the guy she needs. And when you align with that guy she needs part, that's where you get all the perks and benefits of everything you want.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, respectfully, and it's not even like you'll be asking her to do it. She'll want to do it for you because you're a man that she admires, respects, and cherishes and appreciates.
And misses and thinks about. And guess what, caller? You know, I want him to be with other guys, and I know that sounds crazy. Have fun. How old is this lady? How old is she?
28.
Okay, and how long were y'all together before she left you?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, so that's 4 years of bad fucking. 4 years of boring conversations. That's 4 years of not making her wet in her mind. So now she's looking for somebody or has met somebody that has made her toes curl in her mind that she has to be with. Because you chose to be happy, okay? And it's no knock on you. And we appreciate the honesty and stuff, brother. So it's no knock on you. But we got to wake you up. And the only way we can wake you up is being real with you, okay? So it's all good. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that. Like when I was just very discouraged when she hasn't reached out when I told her, like, do whatever you want.
Wait, I used to call her. Is discouraged an I am or an I do?
I do.
Right. So why are you living in the world of why? Okay, you know what? You know what? I have this thing. Okay, why are you living in the neighborhood? Why are you in the neighborhood, dog? Why do you live there? You know what neighborhood I'm talking about?
I'm not too sure.
No, well, okay, I'll tell you right now. Why are you in the neighborhood of the town of Poor Me? It's a great little town that has I can't get her, make excuses, life is too hard. Why are you living in that neighborhood? And why are your next-door neighbors being a victim, making excuses, blaming, being upset? Why are you living in that neighborhood? Ty and I are trying to get you out of that fucking world in that neighborhood to create your own.
Okay. Is there a possibility that I can flip the script if
Listen.
You prioritize her so bad, you'll do anything to get that.
No, man, stop.
You got to see yourself, brother. You're on your knees right now.
Yes, you got to see yourself first, man. Listen, don't make it about her. Because real quick, caller, let me just tell you a quick story because your lines are blowing up. Real quick story. Get some water, Ty. Real quick story. There was a guy that I had, one of my clients. He was very terrible with women, okay? And he wanted this woman at a shoe store. In his eyes, she was the perfect woman. He was like, Steve, you know, I want to do everything I can to get this woman. I kept saying, no, it's not going to happen that way. Because once you're laced with game, you're going to get tired of that woman. He couldn't believe me. So once he was laced with game, guess what? He got that woman in the shoe store, right? And he thought he won the lottery, and he thought he had the woman, right? So one day he was going to get some cookies, I guess, for himself with that woman in the store. And guess who he fucking ran into in the goddamn cookie store? A fucking 11. Now, he was loved with a 10. He was about a 10, but he ran into 11. Spit game at that 11 and pulled her. And then all of a sudden the gateway started opening. And see, what I'm saying, the moral of the story is this. If you learn game, it's not about – see, right now your mind thinks that she's the – end all be all. She is one of many motherfucking women, dog. You got, there are women all, hey, call her, snap your fingers. Snap your fingers real quick. I used to do this back in the late 90s. Okay, what do you think that noise is? What do you think that noise is? Huh? What do you think that noise is?
Women, I guess. There's a lot of women out there.
Nah, that noise is somewhere around the world, a motherfucker just turned 18. Somewhere around the world, someone just turned 19. Somewhere around the world, someone just turned 21, dog. They are coming in, coming hard, coming fast. And I'm telling you right now, don't worry about one woman. Worry about yourself and get them all, okay? All right?
Yeah, I've gone on dates with other women, but I'm just like kind of just stuck in this because of this, you know. Situation.
No,
you
choose to be stuck. Go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead, Tyler. You got it, brother.
Yeah, elaborate on that. What do you mean stuck?
I don't know. I just felt like ever since she hit me with this space and break, I couldn't continue with whatever I needed to do when it came for my exams, schooling, and then even in kind of in the dating field, like I just don't feel it anymore.
Doesn't that show you something? If all she needed to do was leave and your entire structure of your life just disappeared, what does that tell you?
It means that I was too emotionally attached.
You were depending on her. She was your backbone, your structure, your everything. She leaves, you can't do anything. You feel like shit and terrible. You were already like that probably before you met her. Then she met you. You felt good about yourself. And then now after the fact, you don't. So you got to get right with you because you're the common denominator, brother. And you can mess with another chick that can make you feel good and make you feel this. Yeah. Put the right amount of time into it. She leaves. Now what? You're going to live under a bridge.
I got to look within and figure that out.
You don't have to look within. You got to learn how to look from within. Because your look from within is still the prison walls. And that's the problem. See, it's easy to say and try to figure out an answer because that's what your mind is doing to fuck you over. You must learn how to look within from a mentor. And that's why you need a dating coach because we're supposed to be obsolete. But this is why you need one, sir, okay?
Look with intention.
Okay?
I understand that.
Okay. All right.
So going forward, I shouldn't even bother.
I shouldn't bother with her. It's just go forward. You need to get it.
Again,
mentor.
You went and think about her immediately.
Yeah.
You need some coaching, bro, because it's deep within you.
Yeah, so get some coaching. We got lines blowing up. Call it. If you got another caller, call
She's
back.
Deep in your mind.
All right. Okay? All right, thank you, caller. And I just want to listen. I want to address this because there's something wrong with you guys. Y'all, okay, listen. I want y'all guys, before we grab the calls, he said, what is the point of going to poetry slams and joining local poetry clubs? Do you not understand how words peel off of our minds and touch women in way? Okay, here's a million-dollar question I'm going to ask you, caller. Why do you think women are, we're talking about an average band that's not even, you've never heard of before, not on the radio or anything. Why do you think they can, matter of fact, give me an example. My son went, there's some rapper, I won't say his name. My son went to a concert, okay? And he was like a no-name rapper. He wasn't even big. He wasn't even like known in the nation. He had groupie women all on his dick. Why? Because words connect to the woman's fucking mind. And the reason why women go to poetry places, concerts, and listen to music is for mental and sexual and emotion stimulation because they're not getting it at home or motherfuckers like you. Ty, what say you, brother?
Again, you sit next to how they read these fantasy novels, these romantic fantasies. Even when you play a song around a woman, she'll be paying, and if she's never heard the song before, she'll be, even if it's just background music while you're talking to her.
Yeah.
She's paying very close attention to the lyrics of the song, to the details of that song, the details of your house. And when you, not only do you have details, you have the substance behind the details, the definition and the meaning behind the details you have strategically, you know, placed and dealt with. You win every time.
All right, Ty, because I know Ty's got about 13 more minutes. We'll hurry up. We got the lines are blowing up. Then we got 404. We'll bring you in. Then 213-407 after that. 404, ATO sounds like. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Why wouldn't I get into a position where I feel pressure, my mind tends to go blank, and I don't know what to say?
No, because you choose to, number one. Number two, you have no game. Number three, you don't have a mentor, and you can only see to your level of thinking. Ty?
You probably go blank. You're putting all this doubt and so, like, it's like your mind crashes. It's just too much going on. You're thinking about too much. You're worried about too much. You're living in fear. You're like a deer in headlights.
Yes. Caller, give us an example of your mind going blank.
Okay, so the other week, well, actually today, I was going after school. I went to this place called Quickly's, where it's like a tea shop, but besides the point, it's a girl I walked up to, and
Carl, have you had Patreon coaching together?
What did you say?
Have we had Patreon coaching together?
Yes.
I recognize your voice. All right, no, continue.
Mm-hmm. So I walked up to her, and I, like, asked for her name, and she told me that, and then I told her my name, and then afterwards, like, I kind of, like, just gave her awkward stare and, like, kind of walked off.
Caller? Do you know the rule of Jill Scott?
If you can't tell me what to do, then you can't tell me what to do. But if you can tell me what to do, then you can't tell me what to do.
Well, if you know that, then why the fuck are you just asking for her name? Why don't you tell her what to do?
Put my number in your phone.
Exactly.
That's all you had to do.
That's it, man. So what's the problem?
That's it.
What was so beautiful and special about this woman that made you walk off? Please tell us. We've got to capture her and make some serums and sell it and be billionaires. What was so special about her?
Right, she's a superhuman.
Yeah, what was so special? Did she cut a vortex and fucking unicorns came out? Did she walk on water or float? I mean, my God, what did she do?
She was just like cute to me.
Wait, but what is cute? What, because she knew how to put her makeup on? Because she wore something tight? Because she put on a push-up bra?
She didn't have makeup on.
Is cute an I do or an I am?
An I do.
Then why are you focused on the I do versus your I am? What do I need to do to go ahead and show her why me?
Tell her to put her number on my phone.
But no, you failed because you walked away from it. Now you look like the weirdo guy, and this is at a campus?
Mm-mm, this is at a bubble tea shop.
Oh,
geez. No
tea. Ty, hang in there. 21 minutes.
What did you think? What did you think in your head when you instantly said that boy should just walked off, like not getting what you want or going for what you want? Was going for what you want even in your mind at the time? Like what? I can't fathom this, brother, because all that shit coming within 30 seconds of each other, if it was me.
Yeah, man, that didn't make any sense.
So, I don't know,
You just don't rehearse. You just don't want to learn yourself. You don't sit and take time to build your world your way, young man. How old are you?
17.
Okay, well, come on. You got to be better than this, man. I learned this at 9 years old, dude, so there's no excuse why you can't learn it now at 17.
All right.
And I was at a disadvantage. I didn't have the internet. I had to go up and talk to women. I was at a terrible disadvantage.
Mm.
Okay?
All
right. Thank all right, man. We'll throw you back in. Ty's going to be on for 19
more minutes.
Steve,
I got it. I got my head, man.
Right, go ahead,
I got
to step out. Ty, go ahead. Go to bed.
The jet lag. The jet lag beat me.
Get out of here, Ty. I got you.
It feel like 4 in the morning. It feel like 3 a.m. right now.
Ty.
It's only 9:47.
Get off, guys.
It's only 9:41.
All Ty people, we're still live. We're going to kick it. Ty's about to go crash. He needs his rest.
I'm about to make sure I put the link.
Yeah, put the link there for your chat.
The man mindset on YouTube.
Yes.
The man mindset on YouTube. Steve is energized up.
I'm good,
you know what
man.
I'm
yeah,
just for those that know,
yeah.
I just came from overseas. The time zone was like five hours ahead.
You gotta crash. Get
my sleep
rest.
Schedule is real fucked up coming back home. It feels like it's 3 a.m. right now.
Respect to you, bro. Get some rest.
Shout out to Steve for hopping right into the show, man, for us putting up the time.
Yeah.
Try to get y'all a short one from me today. But Steve, the man mindset, will be live. Steve going to be giving y'all the game. Steve going to be, take advantage of this genius right here.
Appreciate you,
Ty. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them.
All right.
Specifically for myself.
Respect, Ty.
Steve,
I'm going to
let you up.
All right, no doubt. Respect.
All right.
Ty, get the hell out and go to sleep, man. All right, guys. We're here. We got it, man. We got it, Ty. Caller, you do understand? And call the callers. We got you. Area code 213-407-708. We got you. 213. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, how are you? So I was in the dating game for a couple of years. I was doing pretty good. I've been watching a lot of this like self-motivational, videos, and I promise you, I had the best confidence in myself. Like I went to the gym every day. I was feeling very good. I had a lot of girls on my side.
Is you going to the gym and I do and I am.
I'm sorry?
Is going to the gym an I do or an I am? If you don't understand, something outside of yourself is an I do. An I am is something mentally. So is going to the gym an I do or an I am?
I never thought about it that way.
No, this is why you're getting game right now, sir, because everything you're saying is a total lie, and you don't understand. I'm about to help you with this. So you understand that you have been living a lie. You've still been in a prisoner. You don't have confidence. You have confidence in two things. You want me to show you? I'm going to show you one thing you have confidence in. You ready, caller? You ready? What comes after 86?
Yeah.
What comes after 86?
87.
What comes after 244?
245.
Okay. So That's confidence. Everything you're saying is a total fucking lie. You never had confidence because just like your numbers that you just said with confidence, that's confidence. All that shit you said, that's just you living in a prison and lying to yourself. You never had confidence. You never had the dating game. You went around here going to the gym to work on your body, but you didn't work on the mental gym in your mind, sir. That's why you're having the problem. But we haven't even got to your question. So what is your question, buddy? What's up?
I was having a process, but then I got into
accident. Wait, what? You got where? I can't hear you, sir. Hello, you're breaking up. Hello. All right, call back 213. Let me grab the next call. Air code 407. I can help you, sir. What's up?
Hello?
407 going once. 407 going twice. Oh, yes, sir. How can I help you?
Hey, brother. Quick question. Just wanted to get your input on having your lady work for you in terms of the business aspect.
Don't do it. Is she your wife?
No.
Then don't fucking do it. You want to know why? Because if she shuffles one piece of paper that goes toward your business and your business thrives and y'all break up, she's entitled to some of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want your woman why you want your woman helping you out in your business? Why would you do that?
In a sense, I'm in sales, so
I'm fine. I'm glad you're in sales. You sell, but what does that have to do with her doing? What is she doing for you that you can't do for yourself?
That's the whole point. She wanted to be with me.
Stop, caller. I don't live in the world of I once. Fuck her once. Stop. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. How old are you, big guy? How old are you?
24.
You got to stop living in the fairy tale world of want and become a need. Fuck what she wants.
Okay.
I don't care what she wants. She can want whatever the fuck she wants. It's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
So stop having someone work for you and do the work yourself. That way she won't dangle or fuck you over if y'all don't work out, man. You're giving her access to your information. The king doesn't give anybody access to his information except the king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
You have her as your girl, and you want to put her to work, make her cook, clean, vacuum, wash a dish, tailor and wash your car, give you massages, suck your dick, and know her place at the table. How about that for a job, okay? So fill out that resume and have her apply for that job, all right?
Sounds good.
And I'm not being mean. I'm just being real with you. You know, she has not done anything for you to give her that kind of honor. You do that if she's your wife or something, but not some chick you just fucking.
No,
okay?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Respect, man. We'll throw you back in, brother. Good call. All right. Air code 727 and 708. 727, how can I help you, sir? What's up? 727 going once, 727 going twice. All right, area code 708. How can I help you, sir? What's up? Then 267 next. 708, how can I help you, sir?
Hello?
708 going once. Yes, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yeah, I've been having female problems, bro, and I need some help. Like, she be tripping.
Please,
I'm wondering if she's not the one or not, you know?
Sir, can you please turn your fucking thing in the background down, please, okay? I'm going to bring you back in. Can you please turn that shit down in the background? Okay. Hello, you there now, sir? Okay, thank you. Now, what the fuck is going on? What's going on?
I've been having a female problem, bro. So the female I'm currently with is, like, tripping and stuff. So I'm wondering, like, if she's the one.
I don't want to hear all that. Stop. How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm be honest with you, I'm 17.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you want to solve this shit, or do you want to keep crying like a little girl? What you want to do? You want
to solve this shit, man.
No, are you positive that you want to solve this? Okay, down.
Man.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what to say. You're going to call and you're going to say this shit live on the air. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell her next time you disrespect me in any old kind of way, you're going to just lose my number because I will dismiss you. Do you understand me? Now call her and say that shit to her right now.
I got you.
Go ahead. Let her hear. Go ahead. Click. You got 20 seconds. Click over, call her, and tell her that. Because after 20 seconds, I'm going to hang up and move on. Because I know you ain't got it in you to do it. But let's see if you got it in you to do it. Go ahead and call her.
I got you.
Go ahead and call her. Count you down. Go ahead. There you go. Because you should have her on speed fucking down. All right. Counting it down. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10.
Man, 11. She didn't even pick up.
All right, goodbye. You're lying, man. You can't even be lying. Anyway, area code 267. How can I help you, sir? 773, your name. 267, how can I help you?
What's good with you, Steve?
You got it,
quick
sir. How are you?
Question, man, on behalf of a lot of the guys who are proclaimed, self-proclaimed something, and also they go a little deeper with the tricking. I want to actually based on what these guys are saying that's calling in. They seem to be frustrated.
Sir, please stop. Listen, you're in a man's space, so I would rather you talk about yourself than other men, okay? So talk about yourself. Fuck everybody else, all right? So what is your question, sir? Fuck everybody else. What's your question? Well, I guess he got mad and hung the fuck up. Okay. Guess he didn't want to talk. Area code 773, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hello.
So my question was, like, I was, like, in this relationship, like, 5 months ago. And it's, like,
okay.
I broke up with this lady. But, like, it's just, like, I found out 2 weeks later, she was dating my friend. Like, why would
okay.
it hurt?
No, cool.
Like, I
kind of,
like, felt like a little, I felt like a little grief.
No, you're good. God, what's your problem?
And I just want to know how to get over it. It's just, like,
you
know what I'm saying?
Wait a second. You know what? She ain't your girl anymore. Why do you care?
She's just cheating on me.
No. She cheated on you because you wasn't a man. She cheated on you because you didn't know how to fuck. She cheated on you because you didn't have any structure. So, nah, it's all you, brother. So just get over it. You got to move on. Eyes forward, brother. Get out of your feminine, man, okay?
Hey, all right.
Eric code 213. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello. I called you back because I had an internet issue.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, what's going on? You're the one that was thinking you had confidence because you were working out at a gym or something like that, right?
Yeah. I didn't get to my story yet. So I had a lot of confidence at that time.
Sir, let me help you out. You never had confidence. Everything you were thinking is a lie. You went to the gym for a bunch of women, and you were soft, okay? So you don't need to tell me the reason. But excuse me one second, sir. Mark, let me explain something to you. You are the one that walks up to the fucking woman. You are the one that doesn't believe in your fucking self. You don't have – no, so, hold on, Carla. I got you. Let me talk to Mark real quick. Mark, you don't have any laws, rules, codes. Hold on. Let me – hold on a second. Mark, you don't know how to talk to women. You don't know how to fuck. You don't have a fucking standard. You ain't living by anything. You don't know how to fucking move a woman from left to fucking right. You are not assertive. You're not goddamn dominant. You don't know shit about your fucking self. So how the fuck can it be the woman's fault if you ain't got no goddamn game? So you explain to me. You tell me how the fuck is her fault when you can't talk to a woman. You worship women, and you don't know shit about yourself. So how about that, okay? So why don't you tell me how the fuck is her fault when you're the lazy one that saw her and said, I want to fuck her. You're the one that saw her and said, oh, my God, what can I do to get her on a date? You're the one that said, oh, my God, what can I do to fuck her? You said that shit. You were the dumbass that took her ass out to eat. You were the dumb motherfucker that kissed her ass. You were the dumb motherfucker that let her walk all over you. So how the fuck is it her fault? Please explain that to me, Mark. Please explain that to me. Because if you're going to say that, I'm going to correct your fucking ass in this room. Because it is your goddamn fault, motherfucker. So please explain to me how it's her fault when you're doing all the fucked up things. Now, I'm sorry, caller. I apologize. Oh, wait. Hold on, Mark. Explain something. It said you could be all that and the woman still treats you. Okay, and so what? And? Oh, wait. I am supposed to give a fuck that a woman's allowed to do what the fuck she wants to do? But see, Mark, here lies the problem, Mark. Since you don't have any game and you don't know shit about yourself, it's cool when women do that because they always come back, Mark, because they know what a man is. And listen to you. Listen to the feminine in you, brother. Listen, y'all guys, for all y'all guys, I'm sorry. Hold on, caller. I just want to let everybody know. Everybody listen to me. Allow me to talk like Mark.
But Steven, you don't understand, Steven. You know me. If you know something, you don't understand. You can choose a woman, and you can choose somebody else. It is always not the man's fault, man. You gotta relax, brother. Come on, dude. It's never our fault for what a woman does. Why do you always blame us men? I didn't know what to do. She took advantage of me. What am I supposed to do? I'm sorry, Steve.
anyway, Caller, I'm sorry, brother. What was your question, sir? How can I help you, sir? What's up? So you're saying that you don't have confidence. You're saying you don't have confidence, right, sir?
Well, I led myself to believe that.
Right, right. You did. That's the problem, because what you did, my brother, I told you, you were in your own prison. And just because you looked at a different wall doesn't mean you learned something. It's just one of four walls that are holding you back from game. You never had confidence. Let me ask you a question. You know how to count from 1 to 10, am I correct?
Yeah.
You know how to add and subtract?
Yeah.
You know how to multiply and divide, am I correct?
Of course.
So let me ask you this dumbass question. Does that just up and disappear? Or is it always there because it's at your core? You see the difference? See, you cannot have confidence sometimes. You either have it or you don't. And you never had it. You thought you had it, but you never had it. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, that makes sense. Would you mind if I got to a good question?
Well, yeah, you can ask your question, but don't tell me a story. Just start with your question and I got you. What's your story, buddy?
Well, I just got into a car accident a couple of years ago. I messed up my face, and my self-image got destroyed, and I went into a dark place.
Stop. I'm going to bring you to the fucking light. Is your face an I do or an I am? Is your face an I you or an I am, buddy? It's just a simple question. Is your face outside of you or is your face in your mind? Which one is it, sir?
Well, now that I think about it, it's in my mind, kind of.
No, and there's the problem. Okay, listen. I'm old as fuck. I'm going to be 51 in 10 days, okay? Guess what? What I look like right now, I didn't look that way when I was 13. I didn't look that way from 13 when I was 19. I looked different. From 19 to 20, I was from 19 to probably 25, I was different. So my face and all of our faces are going to change because that's how you get old, okay? We're all going to change. We're all going to get old. So does that stop me from worshiping me? Do I allow my age? I'm 50.9, damn near. Is that supposed to hold me back from me? Am I supposed to cry because I'm 50 years old? Well, then why the fuck are you crying about it? You're not your face. You're not your skin. You're not your fucking height. Those things are going to change. But game doesn't change because it's internal, young man. And your problem is you're living in the poor me theater one and want to feel sorry for yourself. I don't want you to do that, okay? All right? I'm not here to knock you. I'm here to open your eyes up and get you to see the world for what it is, brother, okay? We're all going to get old, okay? And we're all, look, what I am today in what, 30 years, I'm going to be a shriveled up motherfucker, probably. I don't know, black crack, but I'm probably going to be shriveled and shit. But what I'm saying is, regardless of what the fuck my body brings me, I push forward. If you, every morning, and I've been starting to ride my bike 5 miles. I got this. I ride 5 miles, right? And what I do is I bring everybody along with me while I'm riding my bike so they can hear me struggle. Man, I'm out in that heat, man, huffing and puffing, trying to push myself harder. But am I defining myself by the hard work I'm doing? No. I'm trying to show these people, even though I'm a bad motherfucker in my mind, that you know what? The elements are going to slow me down. The heat is going to slow me down. The bike will slow me down, but I don't slow me down. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is that you need to get coaching, okay? Because we've got to see where you're at, because you're defining yourself by your face and what happened to your face. And what you're doing is you think women are going to judge you for your looks on your face. And to be honest with you, some women will look at you that way and some women won't, because some women look at your fucking heart, dog. I don't know why they do that shit, but I'm telling you. I know guys who don't have hands. Some lose a foot because of diabetes or a leg or some shit like that. And they're fucking beautiful women. And they're not down on themselves. I know guys in wheelchairs. They're not down on themselves. Okay? So you just got to wake up, okay?
All right.
Okay? And now I'm going to open the lines back up. Let me. Okay, I'm going to throw you back in, but I'm opening the lines back up. And let me grab 773 one time before we do this. 773, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Yeah, I had this one girl, right? And, like, I was dating her for a couple of days, for a couple of months. And, like, come to find out, like, a lot of my homies knew about her, but I didn't pay no mind to it.